We know how much they've done for our community. I think that's why the community has really stepped to the plate to help Ethan and his family as well. Ethan, welcome to KFGO. Good afternoon to you.
Hi there.
Hey, can you tell our listeners a little bit about you? Where did you go to school? I know you played in a few sports.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Fargo my whole life, and I went to Fargo North High School, played hockey, baseball, and football there. I went to NDSU for a couple of years, and then I decided to go to Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota, to pursue a degree in healthcare administration, and graduated there in 2012. And now I'm working at Meridian Healthcare Solutions in Fargo.
We'll go back to that July 4th day in just a moment, but I asked this question of John Bolstead, Lexi Bolstead's dad. She's out there, as of course you know, and had a terrible brain injury and head injury. How does it feel to have the whole community's arms wrapped around you through this?
It's amazing. I mean, it just really, the sense of community in Fargo as a whole is just great. I mean, it feels like, you know, my family has done a lot, but it feels like the whole Fargo community is just a part of my family now. It's amazing what everybody's done for me. I can't even put into words what it means.
Can you go back to that July 4th day, that beautiful sunny summer day? What do you remember from your accident, Ethan?
I remember everything. I was diving off a dock that I've dove off of a million times before, and I hit my head. Next thing I know, I'm face down in the water, and I can't move my arms or my legs. And basically, I was just waiting to drown, and then I drowned, and the next thing I remember, I was pulled out of the water, and there's a paramedics, doctors, some doctors from a couple of cabins down who were there, fortunately, to help me. And my fiance's sister did CPR on me and brought me back, so.
In fact, she was the one that noticed that you weren't coming up from that dive. Is that correct?
Right, yep.
And so she went back in and she pulled you out. And so from that point on, you ended up then in the hospital. And what do you remember from those first days, Ethan?
Well, the first few days were kind of a blur. I mean, I remember going into surgery. After that, everything was kind of, they put you on a lot of painkillers. So it was kind of a big blur for a while. I just remember being in the ICU for about a week and then in the regular hospital for a couple of days, and then I went to rehab at Stanford.
And when were you told about your injuries, and what were you told about them?
From what I remember, like I said, it was kind of a big blur the first couple of days. I think it was probably a couple of days after the accident. I mean, I knew something was wrong, obviously. Right away, they told me before surgery that there was something wrong with my neck and they were going to see what they could do. But I was told that I was going to be paralyzed basically from the neck down. And fortunately, I got my arm movement back and everything. So I don't really have any finger movement, but it's coming along slowly but surely. My legs are starting to twitch every now and again, so that's good.
And that you're engaged to be married. Is Courtney there with you? Or she's here now, I bet.
Yep, she's here. We're just waiting to fly home together tomorrow, so with my dad.
Well, I do you know what time you're going to land in Fargo tomorrow, Ethan?
Oh, geez, it'll probably be around 11 p.m. midnight, I'm sure.
Oh, it'll be a late night for you. And
yeah.
Tell your dad, I did put your story up on my Facebook page, and then I put a link to KFGO so people knew where to listen to you. And on the page, on the KFGO link, there's a picture of sort of an old dilapidated house. And your dad, Steve Parmer, posted, "This is not the Parmer house."
Hey, I'm sure it looked like it for a while there, but
let's
talk
about
it. It looks a lot better now.
It does indeed, and there's been a lot of work done on your house to get ready for your return. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, I really don't know that much about it. I mean, I know there's been a lot of help through the community once again. I mean, my brother's been amazing doing his drywall work. My mom's been great. My sister organizing everything. My fiance, Courtney, her mom, Monica. I mean, everybody has just been pulling together to get this done as fast as possible before I get back.
And tomorrow is the day, finally. And how many days? Oh, wait, before we get into that, we should mention we are at Accent Kitchen and Bath right now. That's where we're doing our show. And I understand that they helped a great deal in remodeling of your bathroom and some other work done at the house. And so some flooring in the bathroom and the remodeling of it as well. And they donated those services. So there's just so many wonderful people who have done that for you. How long have you been at Craig Hospital now?
It's been about 2 months, I believe, around 60-some days.
And the therapy, from what we've understand, and after talking to John Bolstead and talking to your dad, Steve, that this is very intense therapy, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's basically like working a 9-to-5 job, except you start at 7 in the morning and go to 5. You do a lot of therapy. I mean, you're wheeling around in a wheelchair. Is therapy enough? The physical therapy is amazing. The occupational therapy, the weight training they have you do, the FES bikes where they make you pedal bikes and everything. It's amazing. All the resources they have here, it's just mind blowing compared to what we have in Fargo.
Ethan Parmer is our guest on KFGO. He was paralyzed in an accident at the lakes on July 4th of this year, and he is returning home tomorrow. You sound so good, and that's so wonderful for all of us to hear your voice. But have you had difficult moments dealing with this new reality, Ethan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like it's basically like a roller coaster. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know what that have felt those emotions before, but it's kind of like a grieving process, essentially. I mean, there's highs and there's lows. Some days you feel like you don't want to get out of bed. Other days you just feel like, you know, everything's normal, just like, you know, back before the accident, everything's the way it was. Mm-hmm. But obviously I'm just not able to walk yet, so...
Walk yet. I like that. And the relationship between you and your dad, Steve, who we all know from American Legion Baseball. Of course, he was a hard, tough, retired Marine as well. And what kind of comfort has he given you through this process?
He's been there every step of the way for me. I mean, in those low moments, he's always been there. It's just... We've bonded more than we ever have during this trip, that's for sure. I mean, he's been there. He has left my side from day one. And we left home together, and we're coming home together. So.
He said he wasn't going to leave Craig Hospital unless you were with him.
That's right.
You know, Ethan, excuse me. Years ago, I had a chance to interview Hank Williams Jr. He's a country singer. I don't know if you know him, but he had a terrible accident when he fell off of a mountain in Montana, and he slid down the mountain on his face, and he sustained horrible injuries, and he was in the hospital for the longest time. And every once in a while he told me, he said, I'd look up, and there was Johnny Cash sitting right beside me, and then I couldn't even move, and I'd pass out. And I'd wake up, and it'd be a couple of days later, and there was Johnny Cash. He stayed at his side, and that was part of what helped him recover. And I've thought of that so many times because I could just see your dad sitting there, and you probably just open your eyes every once in a while, and you see that big old tough galoot right there beside you.
Yeah, that's right. He's been there every step of the way. He never left my side at all.
You have been going through very intensive therapy, and basically when you come home, you're going to be able to do just about everything for yourself. Is that the case, Ethan?
Not entirely. There's still some things I can't do. I mean, with my limited hand function, there are certain things that I'm not going to be able to do. I mean, I can feed myself and do all that, the normal stuff. But there are things that, you know, I'm going to need help with. I can't obviously lift things that I could do before, but it's one of those things I have to keep working at and getting stronger. And we are trying to get as much help as we can to get more therapy for myself. just because there's not that much going on in Fargo compared to what they have here.
And Ethan Palmer.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just the equipment that they have here is just outstanding to what they have in Fargo. I mean, the only piece of equipment that I've seen in Fargo to what they have here is just a standing frame. And
well,
that's just basically something that lifts you up. So.
You have a mission, and I know your father does too. We cannot wait to welcome you home tomorrow night, and I hope to meet you in person. Your grandpa and my dad were best of friends, and they went through Legion Baseball together, and thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today, and our best of luck, and know that we all love you and can't wait to see you.
Thank you very much.